Welcome to our first spooky episode. This is Unapologetically Us with
Maria
and Liz.
Hey!
And we're back.
Welcome back! Okay, that was so good. We're ready, everybody.
We were struggling with the intro a little bit.
Okay, that was easier than I thought.
Shake off the nerves.
Excuse, you know, we're about to read scary stories, so it's like,
yes,
I'm already scared.
The spooky music we've been playing for like an hour.
Literally.
So. It's like all of the ghosts are like, girl, next song. We're done.
We don't even like this song.
No, I mean, it's scary. We like it.
No, I'm saying the ghosts.
They're like the song. We're jamming to it.
Yeah, but they don't like it.
They want some Bad Bunny.
They want some Ghostbusters.
They want Bad Bunny. Do you think they jam to it?
I don't know
like,
what they jam
Ghostbusters.
To.
Because
they listen to music?
Yeah, no. I mean, they can hear us.
I guess, yeah. I think they like old... Just maybe they can only hear melodies. Well, they can hear our voices. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think so. I don't know.
I
if you can
like
hear it,
being it like a record player with like a scratched up song. That's
like you can
like.
Hear the. I don't know.
The bass.
Yeah, like you know when you like you hear the music in the water, you know, like.
Oh, that's what they hear.
I wanna say I don't know, like not clear, like we can hear it, but like, you know.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
Hopefully, because when I die and come back. I'm going to come and listen to music.
You know? I think we would probably be in denial and just, like, live our regular lives.
Like, imagine.
We make somebody else's apartment ours. Like, this is my couch. Let's go to the coffee shop.
Excuse me.
Put some tunes on.
It was my turn. Excuse me. Man. So we will be in denial. That's...
It's literally in denial that you died.
Damn.
I don't know. Maybe that's how people get stuck on.
Because Earth. They don't want to cross over?
Yeah. You know how that's like what movies say?
They don't follow the light.
Yeah, they don't follow the light. They stay behind. Is this like Ghost? Like, are we talking about the movie Ghost?
Yeah. So do you think because we know we will not follow the light?
I would like to stay on Earth for a little bit.
Right? So we're just going
to
like.
Just to see what's up.
With the muggles?
And then like. Yeah, with the muggles, and then, like, maybe 2 months in, I'm, like, kind of sick of y'all.
And okay, I'm done.
Let me go see what heaven looks like.
I'm ready.
Let me be reborn, like, reborn, if you believe in,
oh,
like...
yeah, reincarnation. I do believe in reincarnation.
Yeah. For sure, I think so, too. But then, why is there spirits? And why haven't they reincarnated?
Because maybe they refuse to follow the light.
So the light will be, like...
It's
this vagina.
Crossing. Yes, that's what I think. It's crossing over. So crossing over what I think it really is being reborn again.
I guess so.
And that's crazy. I think it's crazy that some of us believe that, some of us don't, you know? Like, they think that once they die, that's it.
It is crazy because no one really knows the truth. So we could all be wrong.
But why is it that some people are so familiar, like, look so familiar or... You live, like, familiar experiences, you know? It's like, you're reliving it for a reason.
Yeah. Or what about the kids that are born and they can, like, literally...
They remember,
go,
right?
Yeah, remember their past lives, how they died. They can go back to, like, the place they died.
And their facts. Like, they look into it and it's, like, places.
True.
And it's, like, people that have lived around that time that they could have, you know, lived around and stuff.
I don't know. It's weird. To think about.
I think it's pretty cool. You're like, I was here 50 years ago.
I just hope I was like a good person. Because 50 years ago, people weren't that great.
But, I mean, that's right now too, so.
Yeah, true. People aren't that great now either.
Oh my god, that scared me.
The music is working, guys.
Yes, we're getting into it.
We're getting into it, yeah. Talking about ghosts.
Uh-huh. So as promised.
Yes. Wait, we promise.
The spooky stories.
Oh, yeah, did we mention that?
Last episode, yeah. that we were going to come back with our first spooky episode.
Yeah, so for a first spooky episode, we'll be reading some spooky stories.
Okay, so make sure you have, like, a Disney movie ready to press play, after
we're done. Okay, so we didn't read these stories beforehand.
No,
because... So that we wanted to be, like, surprised.
We wanted to get the full experience.
Sucky, or they might be actually good. They're from The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by Shorts Gamel.
Only 90s babies will know.
Yes. I actually read these books in elementary school.
I remember some of them. Are these the soft cover and they were, like, thin? That's three books in one?
Yes. It was, like, a thin book.
My teacher would read black and yellow.
She would turn off all the lights and she'll, like, read it in the last 15 minutes of class. Like on the month of October. And I remember this one time she was reading the book. I don't know what story she was reading, but, like, you know how the ceilings were tiles?
Mm-hmm.
One of the tiles fell and landed straight in front of a student. And, like, we all were scared because the lights were off. We were all
reading a scary story.
And that happened. But there was also, like, I think something had just gotten flooded up there because a lot of the ceiling tiles were missing already.
Oh.
So it was just kind of like, it happened, but it happened perfect timing.
I would have been like,
terrified.
What do you do?
Yeah, so we just picked four random ones that we liked the titles to them, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess some of the ones that I remembered were scary, but I don't remember this story exactly. So they're
I picked
new
the shortest
to
story.
Yes. we might stutter, we might miss words, we might alter words.
We may eat some, we may add some, yeah.
Just be prepared.
Just read between the lines.
And if you're following along, we might skip around, so just...
I'm ready for the sign-up.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start, or Yay. Do you want to start?
No, go right ahead, sis.
I don't know how good I will be with characters, I was telling you this earlier. So you might not be able to know if somebody's talking or not in the story.
You'll realize it after.
I don't have character voices.
Again, read between the lines.
Okay, so the first one is from the first scary storybook. I guess they have titles, but I don't know what they are. But the title of this story is Cold as Clay. I'm very nervous. Okay. A farmer had a daughter for whom he cared more than anything on earth. She fell in love with a farmhand named Jim, but the farmer did not think Jim was good enough for the daughter. To keep them apart, he sent her to live with her uncle on the other side of the country. Soon after she left, Jim got sick, and he wasted away and died. Everyone said he died of a broken heart. The farmer felt so guilty about Jim's death, he could not tell his daughter what had happened. She continued to think about Jim and the life they might have had together. One night, many weeks later, there was a knock on the uncle's door. When the daughter opened the door, Jim was standing there. "Your father asked me to get you," he said. "I came from one of his best ports." "Is there anything wrong?" she asked. "I don't know," he said. She packed a few things and they left. She rode behind him, clinging to his waist. Soon he complained of a headache. It aches something terrible," he told her. She put her hand on his forehead. Why are you as cold as clay?" she said. "I hope you're not ill." And she wrapped her handkerchief around his head. They traveled so swiftly that in the few hours they reached the farm. The girl quickly dismounted and knocked on the door. Her father was startled to see her there. "Didn't you send for me?" she asked. "No, I didn't," he said. She turned to Jim, but he was gone. So was the horse. They went to the stable to look for them. The horse was there. It was covered with sweat and trembling with fear. But there was no sign of Jim. Terrified, her father told her the truth about Jim's death. Then quickly he went to see Jim's parents. They decided to open his grave. The corpse was in the coffin, but around his neck they found the girl's handkerchief.
Oh shit, dude. This is what happens when you lie to your kids.
I know. The ghost went and picked her up. And then when they dug him up, he had the handkerchief. Who goes and digs up somebody? But, okay, they dug her up, and he had her handkerchief around his neck.
First off, when he was that cold, that would have been like...
I know.
Like, what's wrong?
And she obviously was with him. Like, who got her back to the farm?
He did.
Yeah.
His spirit.
His spirit, yeah, his spirit did. And the horse was terrified of him.
Dude, so that's why the horse was so scared, because he saw a ghost.
Yes, that's why so he was so scared. That is scary.
It's like those stories. Did you ever hear stories from people that they see people on the roads and then they disappear or whatever?
Yes, I would die. Not every time we're like traveling from Vegas back, I always
think of that. Dude, that scares me so much.
I always think of that. I'm like, someone's gonna like reappear.
Just look away and don't pull over.
Yeah, I don't know. That scares me. Okay, you are next.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Ooh.
I picked. For obvious reasons. Sam's new pet. Okay, ready to get spooky. Yeah.
You ready?
Okay, Sam's new pet. Sam stayed with his grandmother when his parents went to Mexico for their vacation. "We're going to bring you back something nice," his mother told him. "It will be a surprise." Before they came home, Sam's parents looked for something Sam would like. All they could find was a beautiful sombrero. Sombrero? It cost too much, but that afternoon, while they were eating their lunch in the park, they decided to buy the sombrero after all. Sam's father threw what was left of their sandwiches to some stray dogs, and they walked back to the marketplace. One of the animals followed them. It was a small, gray creature with short hair, short legs, and a long tail. Wherever they went, it went. "Isn't he cute?" Sam's mother said. "He must be one of those Mexican hairless dogs. Sam would love him." "He's probably somebody's pet," Sam's father said. They asked several people if they knew who its owners were, but no one did. They just smiled and shrugged their shoulders. Finally, Sam's mother said, "Maybe he's just a stray. Let's take him home with us. We can give him a good home, and Sam would love him." It is against the law to take a pet across the border, but Sam's parents hid the animal in a box and no one saw it. When they got home, they showed it to Sam. "He's a pretty small dog," said Sam. "He's a Mexican dog," his father said. "I'm not sure what kind. I think it's called a Mexican hairless." "We'll find out, but he's nice, isn't he?" They gave the new pet some dog food. Then they washed it and brushed it and combed its fur. That night, it slept on Sam's bed. When Sam awakened the next morning, his pet was still there. "Mother," he called. "The dog has a cold." The animal's eyes were running, and there was something white around its mouth. Later that morning, Sam's mother took it to a vet. "Where did you get him?" the vet asked. "In Mexico," she said. "We think it's a Mexican hairless."
Hairless.
"I was going to ask you about that." "He's not hairless," the vet said. "He's not even a dog. He's a sewer rat. He has rabies."
What does this sound like? Something that would happen to you?
So where people were laughing at them, it was because it was
a rat.
Because it was a rat? Yeah. I can just imagine, like, la gente ahí en el pueblo, like, the two pendejos.
They're like, "It's a hairless, it's a Mexican hairless dog." Damn.
That's disgusting.
The kids left with a rat with rabies.
Yeah. That kid needs a rabies shot immediately. Immediately. Oh, man. Ew, the picture's so gross.
I should not pick any stray dog.
Yeah, no, you're gonna bring.
I'm gonna bring a sewer rat. I love that story.
That was a good one.
It was.
Should I do the bus stop or the hook?
Which one first again?
Which one should I do?
The hook.
We're doing... This is the hook. There's... Dun, dun, dun. Donald and Sarah went to the movies. Then they went for a ride in Donald's car. They parked up the hill at the edge of the town. From there, they could see the lights up and down the valley. Donald turned on the music and found some music. But the announcer broke in with the news bulletin. A murderer had escaped from the state prison. He was armed with a knife and was headed south on foot. His left hand was missing. In its place, he wore a hook. Let's roll up the windows and lock the doors, said Sarah. That's a good idea, said Donald. The prison isn't too far away from here, said Sarah. Maybe we should really go home. But it's only 10 o'clock, said Donald. I don't care what time it is, she said. I want to go home. Look, Sarah, said Donald. He's not going to climb all the way up here. Why would he do that? Even if he did, all the doors are locked. How can he get in? Donald, he could take that hook and break through the window and open the door, she said. I'm scared. I want to go home. Donald was annoyed. Girls are always afraid of something, he said, and he started the car. Sarah thought he had heard someone or something scratching at the door. Did you hear that, she asked, as they roared away. It sounded like somebody was trying to get in. Oh, sure, said Donald. Soon they got to her house. Would you like to come in and have some cocoa? She asked. No, he said. I've got to go home. He went around to the other side of the car to let her out. Hanging on the door handle was a hook.
He almost opened the door. See how mean? If he would have just not...
He was literally there already.
Dude, he would have taken them.
He would have killed them, probably. The damn hook.
Damn, Donald.
Yeah, Donald was a little bit of a jerk.
A little bit.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah. Because, like, girls are really scared.
Why you gotta be scared of something? He probably wanted, like, to hook up, and she was scared.
Yeah.
Either way, they would have stayed. Let me tell you, she wouldn't have hooked up with you.
No, no.
She was scared.
Dude, I would have been like,
take me home now.
Yeah. But my sound like you too, though.
My dumbass would have probably gotten out of the car and be like, okay, you don't want to take me home, I'm going home.
I walked.
Yeah.
No.
Instead of, like, staying in the car.
Oh, hell no. Stay in the car. Okay, so for the next one, I mean, I don't know how I feel better anymore. So my next story is called Who Has. Wait, no, this isn't even a story. This is a book.
Then read the bus stop.
Okay, so for my next story, we're doing the bus stop. Epcot was driving home from work in a rainstorm. While he waited for a traffic light to change, he saw a young woman standing alone at the bus stop. She had no umbrella and was soaking wet. Are you going to work for Farmington? He called. Yes, I am, she said. Would you like a ride home? I would, she said, and she got in. My name is Joanna Finney. Thank you for rescuing me. I'm Ed Cox, he said, and you're welcome. On the way they talked and talked, she told him about her family and her job and where she had gone to school, and told her about himself. By the time they got to her house, the rain had stopped. I'm glad it rained, Ed said. Would you like to go out tomorrow after work? I'd love to, Joanna said. She asked him to meet her at the bus stop, since it was near her office. They had such a good time, they went out many times after that. Always they would meet at the bus stop, and off they would go. Ed liked her more each time he saw her. But one night, when they had a date to go out, Joanna did not appear. Ed waited at the bus stop for almost an hour. Maybe something's wrong, he thought. And he drove to her house in Farmington. An older woman came to the door. I'm Ed Cox, he said. Maybe Joanna told you about me. I had a date with her tonight. We were supposed to meet at the bus stop near her office, but she didn't show up. Is she all right? The woman looked at him as if he had said something strange. I'm Joanna's mother, she said slowly. Joanna isn't here now, but why did you come in? Ed pointed to a picture on the mantel. That looks just like her, he said. It did, once. Her mother replied. But that picture was taken when she was your age. About 20 years ago. A few days later, she was waiting in the rain at the bus stop. A car hit her and she was killed.
What? So he's been going out with a girl who's dead.
For years.
But they went out for years?
No, she had been dead for years.
Yeah. 20 years ago. She had been dead 20 years ago. And she's still going out on dates? I wonder if she ate on the dates.
On their dates? Like Edward Cullen? That he didn't?
Yeah, like, I mean, she's dead. Did she have food? Did she have drinks? Did they not go to restaurants, maybe?
What did they do on their dates?
I don't know.
Like, just hang out and talk, maybe?
Yeah. Like, go on the lake.
Like, how do you not realize you're talking to someone who's not there?
Who's dead. And who always makes you meet her at the bus stop.
I mean, yeah, you know where she lives. You took her home.
Yeah, so why does she want you to... Oh, because it's near her job.
Wow. That's so scary because I'm a drive home. I'm looking at my eyes.
Well, these stories definitely spooked Leslie.
Like, it's just, dude. Okay, so... How do you go on multiple dates?
Yeah, with someone who's dead. Been dead for 20 years. See, she's not like a freshly dead person.
It's like Jim.
Yes. How did Jim go and grab her?
How did she have a hold on him?
By the way.
Yes.
How terrifying.
Oh, bitch.
And oh. Yes, those are the... Dude, scary stories.
This was just episode one, yeah, of our spooky section.
Yes.
I think we're a little shaggy.
Yes, I'm still thinking about the stories. They're very creepy stories.
Yeah, it's like, wait, did this say based on real life stories?
No.
Thank God.
You do have an ebook. So you guys want to go listen to more creepy stories or buy it on Amazon. We bought all three books in
or
one.
Just listen to our podcast. We'll read them to you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, also, though, these pictures are, like, really, really...
scary. They're intense.
Yeah. Like...
They're very intense. And the book, just, like, solid, looks really, like, creepy.
It's like a witchcraft book.
Yes, it's very creepy. But yeah, that was our first episode.
Our first spooky
episode. For this Halloween season. We'll be back.
With more scary stories.
Next week. Every Wednesday. And Halloween.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, we keep saying every episode, hopefully we have a co-host, I mean, a guest.
Our special guest.
He said for sure, though, he's coming for the Halloween episode. So, in two episodes.
So, one more. And then the third one, he is?
He is.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
We gotta put that, like, somewhere in his agenda so that...
Yes, because we need to schedule him in, obviously.
Dude, he needs to make time for us. I mean, such a busy, tight schedule.
I know. Okay, well.
But this was... really scary time. And yeah,
this is it.
So we'll come back with more stories next week.
Yes.
Send us your stories if you have any that you want us to read.
Yes, send it to our email, our DMs, our YouTube. Well, actually, our YouTube is kind of work in process.
Yes. One thing at a time.
Yes. So yeah, send us any scary stories you guys have. I think in the next episode we should talk about like our own scary encounters.
The stories that we've heard.
Oh yes. And like people around us.
Alright, let's do that.
So we'll be back next week. See you guys. We don't have an outro still. We're still working on that.
Yeah, no. We can't use anybody else's intros for our outros.
Yeah, so we're figuring that
Stay
one
fresh.
Out.
Stay fresh. Nah.
Stay fresh, everyone.
No.
I like this one YouTuber's one. Hers is like, we'll be here next week, will you? Which is like kind of scary.
Oh, she's like, that is scary.
I like
you.
That one. But we can't copy, so we'll figure out.
So, we'll see you next week. Will you see us?
There we go.
We need a new one.
Well, yeah. This is goodbye, you guys. This is the end. We don't got it now. This is it.